the Hagman and Hagman Report. Ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or HagmanReport.com. There, find a link to our YouTube channel. Subscribe, please. It elevates the visibility of our channel, and it provides us with a level of insulation against the censorship that's out there. Trust me when I tell you, the censorship is it's active. So we need to all elevate one another, the truth tellers, the truth seekers. And when I was on my way into the studio, early this morning with the lady of the studio dog, and she was wondering why I made her get up so early. You know, we were thinking, she was listening. We have, I believe, such a great team, in that we have assembled. Eric the Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Real Tech Eric. And of course, Joe and my daughter Jackie has come on board, and JD and John, everyone who has blessed us with their talents that you know and maybe you don't know. I mean, Todd at Global Star and others. But the core group here, what we're trying to do is expose the darkness and help others find the truth. And it hit me too when I was talking with Tom Horn. All of this is not new. This goes back to Genesis 6. This is the stuff Tom Horn writes about in Action Today. This is the stuff Steve Quayle has talked about and wrote about in Action Today. So all of this connects to this, the worship of the ancient God, gods, small g, and then of course ultimately to Satan, worshiping Satan. And this is truly Babylon working, pun intended here, in the United States. Before we get back to the show, I just want to mention that, we have a sponsor. It's called Master Preps. Have you heard about MasterPreps.com? Christmas is right around the corner, and what a great place to get any last minute shopping done. MasterPreps.com. We hand selected this company because they've got over 20,000 products, and more are being added every day. Now, these are not ordinary. I mean, these are not Walmart products. No, no, no. These are the best. I mean, we are proud to talk about Master Preps, proud to offer specials via Master Preps, the specials that they have constructed especially for us, for Hagman and Hagman. MasterPreps.com has all of your outdoor camping, prepping, and survival needs. They got them all covered, from tents to backpacks to hunting scopes to prepping supplies, whether it be, I mean, you name it, they've got it. Top name brands too. MasterPreps.com. If you need a few ideas for that hard person to shop for, go to MasterPreps.com. 20,000 products and more are being added daily. They have anything and everything you need for your survival needs, and it's all on sale and competitively priced. Get yourself, your loved ones, something great this holiday season, or just be prepared. Get it on sale at MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. All right, John, you know, what we're talking about here is enormous, isn't it? I mean, man, it is just, and you know, I want to mention
magnitude,
this.
Doug, the magnitude is indescribable at this point. As this breaks, as this unfolds, as I said before the break, this is going to make Watergate look quaint.
Watergate is a pimple on the butt of this whole criminality. You know, as I'm going through this, Scientology in my research, I believe, plays a big role. Anybody who's anybody in the corporate, in the high corporate, you know, the billionaires of the biggest corporations are involved in this. Government, diplomats, ambassadors, the Clintons, of course, even the White House people, many of the 535 that occupy our halls of Congress are involved. Go ahead.
Well,
John,
you know,
go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you, Doug.
No. Go ahead. I'm going to say, you know, what more do you, I mean, you're doing so well in this linear layout here. Please continue with that.
Well, I will, but if, with your permission, I want to take a minute or two and just talk about the listeners quickly, because there's something on my heart, and this wasn't planned, but I just feel a sort of an unction in my spirit right now. Folks, hear me. It's time to put it on the line, okay? I need those of you who have been with this program for a long time. You've been with this program since 2012, 2013. Go back in the Hagman archives, listen to Steve Quayle and Russ Dizdar on 12/12/2012, and make a note that that Hagman and Hagman Report broadcast was 24 hours prior to the Sandy Hook false flag that literally turned this nation in a police state direction unlike anything since 9/11. I would encourage you folks to go back in the Hagman Report archives and listen to Doc Marquis from early 2013. I apologize, I don't have the exact date in front of me. The reason Doc is important in this equation is because he will give you a primer, if you will, on the generational witchcraft present in this country. Folks, we call them the Illuminati, but that's kind of that's almost like a colloquial cliche at this point. They call themselves initiates. They're witches and they're warlocks. And they have this country divided and structured with a satanic architecture just like the military. It's important you understand this so that you understand how on earth could a mother and a father, a biological parents of, in some cases, an infant, hear me folks, a baby, submit their young son or daughter to the disgusting perverted sexual whimsy and even abuse and in some cases even sacrifice. Let's call it what it is. It's butchery of their own child. How, parents, grandparents, hear me, how could you ever do this? Of course you couldn't. This is what I need you folks to do. There are many, many thousands of people listening to us tonight, and there are many thousands more that join us in archives. I want you folks to think about a big football stadium. That's the number of people we're talking about. I need every single one of you to do three things. Number one, I need you to research this. Use your spiritual discernment. Let the scales fall from your eyes. If you haven't had a Damascus moment, it's time. Do your research. That's number one. A good place to start is review a young lady from London. Her name is Tara. She's going to be joining the show late this month or early in January. She goes by Reality Calls. Again, that's Reality Calls on YouTube. Watch a few of her videos. They are very succinct. They are very level emotionally, particularly given the subject matter. And they will get you up to speed on what this whole Pizzagate disaster is all about. Number one, I need you folks to do your research. Men, women, parents, grandparents, all of you, do your research. Number two, I need you to make others aware of this. There is a massive outcry. And folks, 95% of these people aren't even Christians. They're doing the work of exposing this horror. And they're not even under the blood of Christ. And I've warned some of the people that are coming on the show who are not maybe necessarily as strong in their faith walk as they need to be. Hey, you better watch it. You're dealing in the devil's playground right now. And when you dance with the devil's going to dance with you. Number three, folks, I need you to go to your pastors. Go to your youth pastors. Go to your music minister. Go to the guy that sets up the chairs at church. Make them aware of this. I respectfully demand that you create a firestorm from the pulpits, because the mainstream media won't put the rubber on the road. They won't do their job. Doug, why won't they do their jobs? I'm going to tell you why. For the same reason that I got blacklisted out of Hollywood last September, and praise God he's had me under his blood and his care, and I wound up, you know, with the best job in the world. But that's the point, folks, is we need to stand now. And you may lose something. You may lose your job. You may lose a friend. You may lose a part of your income, or who knows what else. People may call you crazy, but you need to stand now. This is a Gideon moment now. I want a firestorm of revelation and of understanding emanating from the pulpits across this country, because, Doug, as I said before we went out to break, and then I'll get off my rant, if the church doesn't rise and vanquish this seed of the serpent, then, Doug, let me ask you this. Who will?
Exactly. And don't wait and don't expect the Trump administration incoming to get on this, okay? Because that's too vast. You know, it's you're right. And everyone, and I believe this, I believe that this is that one issue, that one moment in time. This is for all of the marbles. This is what this is for. The people who have done the research on this, who have stumbled into it and, you know, offered this on various forums. And by the way, you know, the Reddit channel, they were censored, saying, oh, we can't have this on that channel, and other, it's appeared elsewhere. But having said that, this is the fight. This is the fight. John,
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah.
Yep. This is it. You know, I had the blessing, and it really was a God shot. I spent 45 minutes before I came on the air tonight with you, Doug, just supplicating and going through scripture and praying with our brother, Pastor Flip Benham. He was kind enough to take time out of his day. And God bless Flip. He understood a little bit about Pizzagate, but I had to bring him up to speed. And Doug, I got to tell you, it pained me. I mean, I actually felt choked up telling a man that I know very well at this point. I mean, we've done who knows how many shows on the Hagman Report together, just enunciating and articulating this terrible thing that's befallen our land to my buddy. It was so hard to do, and I could tell in his voice how shocked and how dismayed he was. And folks, I just want to, I'm not going to read it for expediency's sake, but I really want to encourage all of you to get into the Word, and this is where you need to go. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, and then you want to follow that up with 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 12. In a nutshell, well, you might hear my studio dog in the background. In a nutshell, the story is simple. The Church of Corinth discovered a man having sex with his father's wife. Paul became aware of this as he wrote to the church, and he admonished them deeply to remove this person from the fellowship and from the congregation. And he says, turn them over to Satan, that their flesh may be destroyed so that their spirit may live. And that's where we're at in this situation. I've had the pleasure and the blessing of meeting so many Hagman listeners over the past 3 or 4 years, and they're great people. And Doug, I know you feel the exact same way. I know Joe does too. But I need you folks to get educated, get mad, and make it happen, because this is not a joke. As we speak, Doug, forgive me, but as we speak right now tonight, in D.C. or Hollywood or New York or Chicago or Vegas, there is a high possibility, not probability, possibility, that there are children being abused, molested, raped, and sacrificed as we speak. Doug, let me ask you a question. With President-elect Trump, praise God, with President-elect Trump coming in, with the dissension and with the, how do I put it, with the spiritual disassociation that we see from the left, is it not probable that many of these leftists are going to their source, to the head honcho, to Satan himself, beseeching him for greater power? Back to Aleister Crowley and the Book of Law and sex magic. I don't recommend you folks read this, but you may want to look up the following word. Doug, you said it last night. The word is thelema. T-H-E-L-E-M-A. If you understand thelema, which is, by the way, the impetus for the entire Ordo Templi Orientis cult, O-T-O, Aleister Crowley mapped it out. It didn't die with Aleister Crowley in 1947. It very much lives today. Doug, let me hand it back to you with this question, sir. In all of your years of investigation, have you ever come across anything even remotely close to this?
Not the magnitude that I've seen. You know, I wrote a book, and it's no secret. Of course, the book, Stained by Blood, it's out there.
Yeah, I read it. It's a good book.
You know, well, thanks. You know, my uncle was murdered in 1982 and 1987, picked up the investigation, and really had nothing to do with the murder investigation. I stumbled onto a satanic ritual abuse, a microcosm of what we're talking about. Okay, nothing is as perverse as the, well, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, it was perverse, but I stumbled into this, and I had no idea what I stumbled into at the time. Now, it all makes sense. after speaking at length with Russ Dizdar. So to answer, and you know, working with him and comparing notes, and Russ said to me one day after reading the book, he said, "Doc, you understand, you know, what you uncovered, and it's not over." Okay, the epilogue to that book, or the follow up to that book is it's far from over. We're talking about it now, but in a larger sense. So, to answer your question, no, the magnitude of what we're seeing today, because it involves royalty, it involves people like Jimmy Savile, involves who's dead, involves the Queen, the royalty over in the City of London, it involves prime ministers and leaders of countries. It involves the Mossad and the CIA and the FBI and members therein. It involves people in this country, from the government to NGOs. Haiti, for example. Many people, look, the Clinton Foundation. Oh, how does this figure into all of this? The Clinton Foundation is part of, in my view, in my research, in my professional assessment, the Clinton Foundation is heavily tied into all of this. And if you look at what happened in Haiti, look at Laura Silsby, just as an example, who was arrested with 33 children, ostensibly rescuing them out of Haiti. She was arrested for child kidnapping because some of the children that she was saving, well, they weren't orphans and they didn't need saving. She took them from their parents. But
that, yeah, I believe that's called kidnapping.
Yeah, but see, do you know where she works right now? Do you know, ladies and gentlemen? No, quiet. You know where she works? She works as part of the Amber Alert system.
Doug, let me jump in quickly here and compliment what you just said. One of the things that you will learn very quickly as you research this Pizzagate nightmare, brothers and sisters, is that the number one place that these reprobates, these criminals, these seeds of the serpent operate is exactly as Doug said. And I'm sorry to say this, but part of what the Clinton Foundation was doing in Haiti, and again, a tip of the hat to all the citizen investigators out there who are literally working 24/7 in almost every country on the globe to uncover this stuff. Folks, Haiti was a shopping spree for these pedophiles. Correct, Doug?
You know, I couldn't have said it better. In other underdeveloped countries, especially in Africa, the same thing, yes. Yeah, it's a meat market in some of the places in Europe, including like Amsterdam and then East Asia as well. Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, something I would be remiss if I didn't mention in the time we have remaining. Folks, so much of what we all learned back in 2012 and 2013 with Doug and Joe and Steve and Rick Wiles and Pastor Langford and so on, it was educated speculation at that time. What we did was we used our understanding of history and our understanding of Scripture and the gift of discernment from the Holy Spirit. We vectored all those things together to culminate and then articulate information that at that time was mostly what I would call intelligent speculation. What we're telling you tonight is that speculation has come full circle, and that speculation is now criminal reality. And it is crucial that every single person listening tonight understand that you have a responsibility here. As a parent, a grandparent, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, nobody wants to see children attacked and hurt in this way. And keep in mind,
John,
go ahead, Doug.
If I can just add something here, kind of to please tie up some loose ends, you know, we have been hit with the descriptive term alt-right. Have you noticed, John, the birth of that, the alt-right? There's an attack on the alt-right, and we, the Hagman and Hagman Report, Alex Jones, others, Hodges and others, have been lumped into this alt-right designation. Now,
yeah, and you know what that is, right?
Well,
you know what they're doing.
Yeah, and see, they're associating that with now fake news.
Exactly.
And you've got, okay, and this is the really sinister part of all of this, because you've got even well-meaning, well-intentioned people who are looking and saying, well, you know, Alex Jones, we can't listen to him because he's not reliable. You know, okay, maybe he doesn't, and we certainly don't get it right 100% of the time, but we provide information that is timely, ahead of time, and truth, unfiltered. That's what he's doing. That's what we're all trying to do. So there is a war there's a war against us collectively and individually. We are fighting our own battles. John, you know about our individual battles that we're fighting.
Yes, sir.
And collectively as a group of truth tellers, there is this concerted effort to shut us up, shut us down, take us off the air, or whatever it takes to compromise us in any way possible. So you understand when you hear alt-right, fake news, that this topic that we're talking about is largely the reason, one of the biggest reasons why there's a war on against us. But go ahead, sir.
You know, there's an oft-used Shakespeare quote that is appropriate at this moment. Methinks thou dost protest too much. And that's exactly, understand, folks, what Doug said is completely accurate, and he and I have not been comparing notes in our research. In fact, we had not broached this topic for about a week. It was, early last week when we were talking about bringing on Brittany and Nicole Pettibone, Doug. So we haven't compared notes here, folks, but what Doug said is exactly accurate. This fake news meme, this fake news, it's almost like a false flag news item, is controlled opposition, and that's all it is. It is meant to discredit the frontline media. We're not alt-right. We are the frontline media. This is where you come together if you're not afraid to get bloody, period. They come after us in every way they can, financially, emotionally, career-wise. Friends disappear. Girlfriends disappear. Folks, the attacks are basically almost nonstop, but once you're in this, if you've got some guts, and if you love the Lord, and if you care to stand up and defend the defenseless, you can't back out. It's like once you start, you can't stop. What you said is exactly accurate. This entire, quote, fake news, unquote, is, in my opinion, nothing short of a mainstream media backfill to discredit the information that we are bringing forth this evening and that four of our seven guests next week will bring to the Hagmann family.
Well said. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, John Robertson has been on the front lines of this, kind of like me back in 1987, not knowing what I stumbled upon. John has knowingly stumbled upon this and exposed this from his Hollywood connections, and many people perhaps laughed and said, "Oh, John, yep, yeah, nice. You know, you're just a bunch of you're nuts." But no,
yeah.
Some of the things I've seen. Man,
well, Doug, they weren't laughing when they called me up to the Black Tower and all the brass at Universal gave me the big fat boot out of town in last September. That was let me inform you of something, and this is not to self-aggrandize. It's not about me, but just by way of sort of an anecdotal explanation as we reach the midpoint of the hour here. When they called me up to the office at Universal, it was September 19th, 2015, they pulled me off set. I was escorted by security into the unit production manager's office where I was summarily fired, and they prepared legal proceedings against me that essentially blacklisted me from, are you ready for this, brothers and sisters? From Universal. Who owns Universal? Comcast. Who owns Comcast? General Electric, and that goes right back to the corporate oligarchy, many of the heads of which are complicit in this pedophilia ring that we are struggling with, limited folks with limited resources. Okay, Doug, Joe, myself, JD, all of the family that, believe me, when you hear Hagmann and Hagmann Report, there's a whole lot more than two Hagmans pulling that into the rope.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And so understand, we're doing the best we can with the resources we have available. We're Skyping with people all over the world. We're spending, I don't know about you, Doug, but I feel like I've got an iPhone growing out of my right ear. And the reason we're doing this is not to create a show. It's not to give you some woo-woo or keep you up tonight or send you to the second bottle of wine. It's for none of those reasons. The reason we're doing this is because if we do not defend the defenseless, if men like Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman and Greg Jackson and Coach and Pastor Langford and Flip and myself, if we don't defend the defenseless, then in my humble opinion, and Doug, this is just my opinion, we are complicit by omission.
Amen. You're absolutely right. And John, we're about a minute away from the bottom break here, and we're going to have to cut you loose, but you know,
that's probably a good thing.
Well, I'll tell you something. And the reason I asked you on here tonight is because people need to understand that we are a group. We've got limitations. You know, as an investigative agency, John, of which you are part of, and folks, John has investigative experience. That's all I'm going to say. He has investigative experience working for.
That's right.
You know, so he knows what's going on. He's got the experience, but this is not. We're just beginning, and you're just hearing. I'd love to be the tip of the spear on this, only because I think when I say that, not for any selfish reason, but to really get this information out there because it is so important. The information that I don't care. Just get this. I don't care who it is. Just get this information out there. Everyone needs to see this because once this is exposed, the entirety of the everything, the corruption in the government. It's gonna lay bare all of this, and it's gonna provide you with a insight into the motive, into the means, and into the opportunity. John, thank
Doug,
you.
Doug, I'd like to make one final remark, folks. The most important thing that I've said over this past hour, and Doug, thank you for your graciousness and for the time, folks. You have the power. You have the authority to tread on serpents in Jesus' name. You need to educate yourselves. Tell the people around you, whether it's your spouse, your friend, coworker, whatever, make them aware. Okay, 10,000 turns into 20,000 in 1 minute if you'll all do that. And lastly, take this to the pulpits. We have the power to create a firestorm of resistance to this. And I expect, respectfully, I expect nothing less from our Hagman brothers and sisters. Doug, thank you so much for having me on this evening, and God bless you, brother. Stay strong.
God bless you, brother. Folks, we're going to be right back. God bless John Robertson. Hang right where you're at. Whose music? The Hagman and Hagman Report coming to you live right here from our radio and television studios in beautiful northwest Pennsylvania, where it was a balmy 59 degrees today. That's right. Yeah, global warming, right? Well, you know, it's interesting. I was going through the news, in addition to all of the stuff, you've got news everywhere. You've got the you've got ISIS attacks, ISIS inspired attacks here in North America, Ohio, OSU. That, ladies and gentlemen, textbook right out of the propaganda video, ISIS propaganda video. You had an OSU student drive his car into a crowd, into a building, take a knife, and go after a bunch of people before being shot dead by a police officer. Now, that's news. You cover that. You talk about that because that's a threat. You have to know to be informed, you have to be aware of the threat. Islam is a threat to us. Islamic terrorism is indeed a threat. Then, of course, you've got the perversity that's embraced by Pizzagate. That is a threat because the very people, the high-powered, high-profile people involved in that are worshiping Lucifer. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And you've got this epic battle between good and evil. Biblical battle between good and evil. Now, some people will not present it that way. I really haven't heard any of the so-called big talkers say it's a fight between good and evil, but that's what it is at the very end of the day. And then I was just reading too, and Stan's going to come on at 9 o'clock, talk about various things, but I got a notice via email that the sun is doing some weird things. There was a recent scientific meeting of scientists, and I can't put my finger on it right now, the email, But expect perhaps by 2020 there is a, I think it was a 1 in 12 chance of some sort of EMP type event to take out our power grid based on the sun's activity. And that made me think of Alan Riggs. Well, who's Alan Riggs? Well, if you watch our show, Alan Riggs appears during our breaks. Alan Riggs is the man behind a company called Greenovative. And you can go to HagmanReport.com and click on Greenovative. And it'll take you to a must-have item. It's one of the coolest items that I've ever seen. And it's, to me, if you're looking for a gift for the hard to find, or, you know, somebody who's got everything, the G-Mag battery charger is probably the way to go. If your significant other, your son, your daughter, your uncle, your, that person who's always hard to buy for, if they don't have one of these, they need one. We have one here in studio. We love it. Again, it's one of the neatest things I've ever seen. What it is, what the G-Mag is a device that charges rechargeable batteries using nothing more than water and salt water. In light of the news, now, you know, we try to be prepared for every eventuality. And this is one of the things. An argument can be made. Well, you know, you could recharge batteries, but what are you going to use them in the event of an EMP? Look, some stuff will still work. And you know, lights. So something as simple as that. A battery-powered lantern, for example. That could make all the difference. So, folks, go to greenovative.com. That's greenovative.com or HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. This is one of the greatest little devices I've ever seen. It's the ideal solution for creating power. It makes power anywhere, anytime, any weather, day or night. And it's the G-Mag power cell. 8 ounces, EMP proof, and it's got a definite shelf life. You can charge an unlimited number of batteries, and it's made in the USA. Of course, all you have to do is replace the magnesium power bucks after 20 or so charges. But it really is the cat's whiskers. So I asked Alan Riggs if he wouldn't mind coming on tonight. Just let's talk. Let's talk about the solutions that he's provided, but also let's talk about the current events, too, and what he thinks of things, because he's at ground level. He goes to these survival conferences. I don't know what you would call them, but he's out there talking to people. And I really want to get a feel, because I can't go to I can't go to any of them, hardly, but he talks to all kinds of people out there. What are people saying? And so I asked Alan to come on here for a little bit and talk about what the sentiment is out there with a Trump victory. What's the sentiment out there about preps? What, you know, so Alan, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Well, Doug, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, you know, you're the man. I mean, you're out there in the public. You're talking about survival. You're talking about solutions for people. And I like that, because we often talk about the problems but not solutions. And you created a product that is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It really works well. It charges batteries, rechargeable batteries. And so you've created a solution for a problem that exists. But Alan, let me start out by asking you this. What's the mood among people out there today?
I would say... less than fear, more than anxious, but folks are, by the numbers increasing, becoming more aware that the fabric of our current environment is being torn, and they're looking for the things that will help them through the dark days. And I see folks on my water purifiers, Lane Miller's rocket stove, Eiffel's, all kind of stuff. I can't make my units fast enough. We've been overwhelmed with orders, but I take what I can, and I normally sell two or more times as many as I brought. Folks are looking for those things that can get them through days, weeks, or even longer when the grid goes down or the EMP pulse comes. So there's those kinds of near fear conversations going on. At every show I go to.
You know, that's an interesting sentiment, and I've, judging by the people I talk to, the people I know that I talk to on a regular basis, there's this optimism about Trump, but there's also this reality that something, you know, is in the offing. Something is out there that, something not good. And we need to be prepared for any eventuality. And the people in the South, I had a conversation with a couple of people about the bad weather events and the power, the fact that if they had power, it'd be a whole different story for them, quality of life issues. And of course, you know, that's where you come in, but people are expecting something to happen, aren't they? There's this anticipation of some event or series of events that'll take place that won't be good for our society. That's kind of what you're saying, exactly. I think, right? Yeah.
You're exactly right. I think that's an apt description. They sense that something is coming. Nobody knows what, but there's a strong desire to be prepared for whatever that is.
Alan, do you... No, I mean, you and I are a lot alike in terms of, I think we're in the same age bracket and such, but do you feel America, and this is kind of, people might think this is like a softball question, but I'm really trying to get a handle on things. America's divided right now more than ever, in my belief. Is that your belief as well?
I think in a political sense, yes, but I see when I take the smaller group of people, which is pretty much across the United States, and the shows that I go to, I see people from all walks of life that are thinking the same. But politically, there is a divide. But there are a number of folks who are rising above that to work together to make preps for whatever there is that's coming.
Okay, so there's, despite the, and folks, this is important because this is not all gloom and doom. This is the dose of reality, of course. You know, we're talking about heavy-duty issues, but there's also the spirit of unity that exists in small pockets out there, and I'd like to think that we, as a group, as an organization, whether it be the Hagman Report, or whether it's the totality of all of the talk shows that get deep into topics, the unity is there, and I think there are pockets of unity within each organization. So, I mean, that's a long way of saying, you know, in spite of all the bad that's coming, there's good, and there's positive stuff. And especially as we stay close to the Word and such, we're gonna be able to prevail, ultimately prevail. And we know how the story ends, but there's a lot of rough real estate between now and then. I get that. But, you know, the other part of having you come on is you've done some great stuff with and I do want to talk about your product for a moment if I can. Your GMAG, your power cell. I've had probably a dozen people over the course of a week send me emails asking me questions about it. And I figured, you know, this is a great time too, especially in the weeks before Christmas when people do give gifts, if they do. Tell us about your GMAG power cell and how it works, because you can do a lot better job than I can. And maybe you can answer the questions that were not asked, or that were asked in the emails, but were not spoke, you know, directly asked during our conversation. So tell the audience about what your product is, because again, this is the neatest thing I've ever seen. And I guess I didn't pay attention in science class. I don't know, but it's cool.
I love science class. It was great. My device is a magnesium air fuel cell, and we acquired the license and then the rights to make the cathode material, and we patented the fuel cell itself, and it's a high energy device that is completely dormant on the shelf. You add a little bit of salt water, and the reaction among the cathode and the anode and the salt water makes magnesium hydroxide, which is milk of magnesia. It's environmentally benign, and in the process it gives off a lot of free electrons, and our cathode is very, very efficient, and we scoop those electrons and up and turn them into usable electricity. And this item that we have right now, we've used that fuel cell to charge AA batteries. And we can charge 6 1,000 milliamp hour AA batteries in about 3 hours. And we can do that about 130 batteries worth for each pair of power plugs that we have. The power plugs are a new development. It took me a while to get those working. And we introduced it in early April of this year. And everybody wants one. And I get a lot of positive feedback from folks throughout the U.S. But I get questions as well. How do you keep them from reacting? When you've completed charging your batteries, it takes about 3 hours. Take the batteries out and drain the water, pull the putts out, and rinse everything with fresh water. And let it dry, put it back on the shelf, and everything is dormant. You can go back in 5 months, 5 years, a decade, and take it off the shelf, put it back together, add salt water, and it works just as well as it did the day you put it in there. So there's a lot of positive things about it. It's EMP safe because it has no combinational logic in it. There are no circuits. So if there is a big pulse and it either takes out the grid or it takes out electronic circuitry of various types, this thing will charge. Add salt and water, you can still charge your batteries, which will live through that kind of a event. And you have power and light. You may have communications depending on how well you've sealed your and protected your walkie-talkies or whatever you're going to use for comms. But you for sure will have light. You can run small motors, small fans, that sort of thing to try to make it a little more comfortable in the house. But it's lightweight, it's durable, and we're pleased that we've been accepted by so many of your viewers. In fact, I get calls. Just people call me out of the blue and say, hey, I saw you at Hagman, and I wanted to say that you made a great product, and I'm bless you for doing it. So this whole experience with your listeners has been just wonderful for me. We've met a lot of them, we've talked to a lot of them, and it's just great to be part of the team.
Well, you know, it's so great to have you, because the way I look at it, and this is my mindset, folks. You might, if you're listening to this or watching this right now, you might think, well, what are you doing? Why are you talking about this? Well, we have to take a moment at certain points, and we have to take inventory, mental inventory, spiritual inventory, physical inventory of our preps. I mean, we have to be spiritually prepared, mentally prepared, and physically prepared, in my view. All three. And if you're, you know, yeah. And I get emails and communications. Well, you know, you talk about problems, but rarely solutions. This is a solution for power. That's number one. But it also speaks to the bigger. And I look at this kind of this also speaks to the will of the people out there, the will to survive, to push through any type of event that might happen, to be prepared, but not be, you know, my hair is on fire running around and thinking, oh, this is the end. No, we're prepared, and through items like yours, which is the best item. Well, they're Christmas gifts for a family. Shh, don't tell anyone, folks, these items here, these little tweaks to your preps will be so important, because I know people who've got loads of food stacked up and all kinds of stuff. It's almost like having all this stuff and forgetting can opener, you know, or like, you know, all these, you know, this is something you really need, in my view. And I'm so proud to be able to talk to people about your product. And I feel like I just feel it's really a great, it's not only a great product. It's a great, I've got, I just feel so happy to be able to talk about your product to others, and that you allow us to do it, because it's really the Cadillac of any portable charger that I've ever seen. I've never seen really anything. I know there are other things out there like this, but this is really something great. Now, having said all of that, Alan, what do you do? One of the things that we have here, concern that we have is communications if the lights go out. And what we've done, and tell me if you would sign on to this or agree with this. What we've done is we took an old microwave that still has a good seal on it, and we put in a couple of we put in a transistor radio, and a couple, I think four walkie-talkie type devices, and to be powered by your rechargeable batteries in the event of, well, a name EMP, but it's good for storage as well for, you know, if you lose power from a weather event or anything. Is, in your experience, would like a still intact microwave be a suitable Faraday cage for storage of such items?
It's, the answer would be yes. The thing is, a Faraday cage, you don't want the RF from the microwave getting out into the kitchen. You probably have to, in addition to having it in there, you might want to put ground the unit, and it probably is if it's plugged in. And some people would, you know, go an extra step and line the inside of the microwave with aluminum foil as well.
Right.
But those things you can do, but just the way it stands, you'll probably do really well, unless it's just like directly overhead.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a great solution.
Okay. And is there any other tips, given your experience in the survival industry, the prep industry, I don't know how to describe it. Do you have any advice for people? Obviously, folks, purchase a GMAG power cell because it's well worth every cent. And trust me when I tell you, it is a quality product. But in addition to that, and by the way, I I'm sorry for not mentioning this. There's you have a sale, 15% off all purchases through Christmas using the promo code Hagman, right?
Correct.
Okay. I wrestled that one on the ground for this. Go ahead.
And you did well. The other point I would like to make is we make these in our shop. So the cutoff date for guaranteeing that we'll get to the recipient by Christmas is the 15th of December. We need time to put them together and get them out, and the queue is getting longer. But back to your question about other things for being prepared, one of the things that happens when the power goes out and the batteries go dead that you bought 5 months ago in preparation for this, you know, they'll either go dead on the shelf or in the device, it's dark. And the kids are crying and people are scared in the dark. So if folks go to the dollar store, you can buy some of these five LED gooseneck lamps for a few dollars, and they're run on they're powered by AA batteries. And if you buy a handful of those and set them around the house and light them off when it gets dark, you can walk through the house pretty much without stumbling over anything because the rooms are lighted. Another fact is, over 25,000 fires get started every year in the United States by candles intended lit to make light. So people light them, forget that there are curtains in the way, they just want to be able to see. And 25,000 fires start every year.
Mm-hmm. A family member of mine had... I will tell people this. About 15 years ago, a family member had a candle burning in their bedroom, caught the drape on fire from one of the curtains, and about $50,000 later, and it was a horrific insult, or you know, it was just a terrible incident, and man, I'll tell you that to watch people go through that. So you're right, the lights, especially when you're in the dark, the lights, of course, you know, lighting is a necessity, and you'll never be without a light with your product, and of course, like a you know, inexpensive lantern, or you know, whatever. But this is so important, so. Do not skimp on this. You might have food, you might have water preps, you might have food preps, that's all good, but don't skip on the power. That's really, that's what I'm glad that you're I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad I found you too. I'm glad you found us, I guess, with respect to this. Yeah, so, but 15% off, folks. Promo code Hagman, greenevative.com. That's greenevative.com. 15% off through Christmas, but order by 12:15. In fact, if I were you, I'd do that sooner rather than later, because I know, Alan, you guys make these by hand. I mean, these are hand assembled, hand created, and checked. Rigorous quality control process. And I've never
had every one of them myself.
And ladies and gentlemen, I've never had a complaint ever from anyone who's ordered these. And I know a lot of people have ordered these or who have purchased these Greenovative GMAG power cells. So it's great. Alan, in the remaining few minutes we've got left, what else? Any other words of wisdom you can provide for us here as we look at the dismal landscape of news and such?
I don't know about words of wisdom given the current news. I think that one needs to keep the faith and follow a just path and be mindful that the fabric of our society is crumbling. The another preparatory thing is A lot of communications device makers are now making battery adapters, AA battery adapters, so that when their specialty battery goes dead and you don't have an infrastructure to charge it, you can put AA batteries in it and make your HF walkie-talkie work or cameras work, that sort of thing. So having some adapters that you can let AA's power your device, because everybody has AA batteries.
That's true. And I've seen that, and I didn't quite understand the reasoning behind it, but now I do, because some of the batteries are proprietary for the instrument, or maybe proprietary is not the word. It's, but yes, you can adapt. Pay attention, folks, to the possibilities of using AA, AAAs, whatever. And then, of course, this is where Greenovative, the GMAG, comes in, and you'll never be without power for your devices, whether they be flashlights, lanterns, the walkie-talkies and such. So important. So very important.
And I'd like to make a comment about you and your devoted listeners. I was at a Self-Reliance Expo in Denver, Colorado, about 3 weeks ago. And I was kind of off in the corner, and I put up a little sign that said, as seen on Hagman & Hagman. And I don't know, 30, 40 people stopped by to talk to me, and they would see the Hagman & Hagman sign. And one lady said, I have been trying to get my hands on one of these since I saw it on their webpage. She said, I'll take two of them. So folks trust you, and deeply trust you folks, and whenever they quoted Hagman, they said, you got to put one of those aside for me. So wow. It was really refreshing to have folks walk up and said, hey, you can tell me about how it works, but if Hagman like it, I know that it's good and I want one.
Wow. Well,
just,
you know,
feedback on the reach, your reach to people.
That's so good to know. Alan, thank you so much for dropping by and for being a part of our family and for offering such a great product that you do. We're going to be talking more about it. But I just want to say that we really appreciate you being part of our Hagman & Hagman family. And God bless you, Mr. Riggs. Alan Riggs from Greenovative. Folks, stay right where you're at. We're right back.